Harper Audio presents Be Still My Vampire Heart by Carolyn Sparks. Performed by Donna Rollins. In memory of the strong women who taught me to be strong, Faye Oldham, Twyla Sparks, Sally Rundle, and Margaret Smith. Chapter 1. After 493 years of teleporting from one place to another, Angus McKay still felt an urge to peek under his kilt to ensure everything had arrived in fine working condition. There were some areas where a man, vampire or not, would hate to find himself shortchanged. He resisted, though, since he wasn't alone. He'd just materialized in Roman Dragonesti's office at Romatech Industries, and the former monk was sitting behind his desk, watching him calmly. Angus swung his claymore off his back. "All right, old friend, who can I kill for ye tonight?" Roman chuckled. "Always ready for action. Thank God you never change." Angus winced inwardly. He'd only been kidding. "Ye do want me to kill someone?" "Hopefully not. I think a good scare will be enough." "Ah." From the corner of his eye, Angus saw the door open. "You couldn't have Connor do the scaring. He's a very frightful-looking man."